There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. This live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Cantwell.
From ChristopherCantwell.com. Let's get back to the phones. We had Dalek Ancap, who had called in to talk about social justice warriors and then to kind of lob a few name calling. So, Dalek, you're back on Free Talk Live. Can you hear me now?
Did we lose Dalek? Or do we have, like,
it's audio issues? Unmuted. Oh, I'm muted. Sorry, guys.
There you go. No, okay, good.
I'm sorry. I was just muted. So, when I'm not really talking about the name calling, it's just that when I think about it, their reasons of their own arguments, they don't really back up the evidence of what they're trying to say.
And well, because there isn't any.
Exactly, exactly.
One thing I often get accused of as a libertarian is being basically lucky, right? I, a person who spent 8.5 years in prison for murder when I never killed anybody, is lucky. Also being healthy, I, a person who had a debilitating back injury for about 8 or 9 years, lucky. I did get cured recently, and dry needling. Yeah, Google it if you've got a back problem. Dry needling. Like all the things that essentially I am the privileged white upper class person, and I just want to, you know, now that I've made it, right? Like I drive a 2002 Ford F-350 pickup truck that, probably won't make it through next year's inspection because of rust. I'm entitled. And, there's only one working person in my house. I'll give you that because we have prioritized my son being homeschooled. But I think other than that, I really wouldn't call – I get to work at a job I love. But as far as being privileged, I think that that's pushing it.
Yeah. The reason I sympathize with Dalek calling them children, okay, because the whole thing about this is that when you factually look at the arguments being made by the social justice warriors and by the left, there is not an argument to be made. I mean, even the gun control advocates at the hearing yesterday, okay, there was like three or four people from these anti-gunner groups, and in New York they win the day because they are greater in number than we are. But when they come to a thing in New Hampshire and they're trying to spew their emotional garbage, their arguments are getting trounced by the pro-gun people because we have the reason and the facts and the evidence on our side. The only thing that they have is the support of their peers, and they don't have an argument to be made, and that is an inherently childish, stupid, silly thing that does not deserve to be taken seriously.
Now, I have heard I think that to some extent, this is a type of people, right? So the lefties that are willing to come out and testify tend to be those that are passionate. Those that are passionate tend not to be the type that can make great arguments as far as gun control or whatever the argument is they're making. I've heard lefties make good arguments in the past. I've certainly talked to them online. I'm not willing to spend hours and hours putting in an essay and on a Facebook page that, maybe a dozen people are going to read when I have a nationally syndicated radio talk show where any idiot can call in and talk about anything they want, and then these people refuse to call in and debate. I find that frustrating, right? Like, you disagree with me, but I give you a forum to call in and debate, and you refuse to do that. Instead, you want to go back and forth writing essays on the internet that nobody's going to see? No thanks.
Well, I mean, I do some amount of that on my website, right? I'm writing essays and I'm frequently responding to left wing garbage
on your website or something.
Well, exactly. And so I don't necessarily give people a forum by which to spew their garbage. I mean, they can comment, but they can't link to their stuff in the comments on my website. We go back and forth, and we have a little bit more of a substantial back and forth that way because I feel like you can more substantially address an issue by writing some substantive text. And I sympathize with people who don't want to call into Free Talk Live and have a debate because, as I've remarked with callers before, we will dominate that conversation. There's no two ways about it.
Well, I think I believe that I've had my mind changed by callers over the years. So if they make a good cogent argument, I'd love to hear it. But I mean, I just don't think that there's ultimately the argument that we're going to make here on Free Talk Live is look, do I have the ability to disassociate with you and your society and start my own society? If the answer is yes, then excellent. We agree. And if the answer is no, then you're a petty little tyrant who wishes to kill people. Like, ultimately, there's really not much getting around it.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I don't believe that there is a substantive, sensible argument to be made for the state. And for that matter, I don't think there's a substance, a fact-based, evidence, reason-based, substantial argument to be made for the social justice warrior garbage that goes on in anarchist circles either. I don't believe that all of this screaming about pay gaps and the perpetual whining about race and gender and all of this stuff is really a thing that there's a reasonable argument behind. Every single time it is brought up in order to bypass the reason centers. It is a tactic that is used almost entirely by the left to distract people from the issue at hand and remove any potential for a reasonable debate.
Well, I think there's definitely institutionalized racism and racism generally in the country. But, you know, what form does that take? And I think there's going to be all kinds of debate surrounding it.
Well,
go ahead, Dalek.
What I was about to say, I mean, in some universities, actually, there's these things called, like, safe places, safe areas, in which, basically, you cannot, like, go against somebody else's arguments just because it might be, like, a trigger, quote-unquote, or, like, what was going on with that cover, you know, is supposed to be a trigger.
What cover? The Batman cover. The Batgirl cover, I should say, where Joker was, drawing on her face or whatever he was doing.
And what was this? I didn't catch this episode, okay. So yeah. Can you...
Yeah, so...
Could I actually just bring it out?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so... So basically, this was basically a tribute to one of a few comic books where I think it was Laura or something like that. Actually, was either raped or actually killed by the Joker, right? So basically, paralyzed. It was just a bit paralyzed. So basically, they were bringing back out a tribute because, you know, Batman was out since like 75 years. Okay, so. You know, so they just brought it out. It was just supposed to be something more of a great thing just to bring it out there, within, you know, how Batman was out for pretty a long time, I'm not gonna lie. And a lot of these people are like, change the cover, change the cover, change the cover. And, so they gave the artist and, DC a little bit of scrutiny just because of this cover.
So what? So the story with the Batgirl cover is that the social justice warriors freaked out over it, right? They're saying this is you're triggering people. Is that the story?
Kind of.
These people should jump off a building. I'm so sick of listening to this garbage.
I think that in this circumstance, by the way, the artist capitulated in this.
And that's the worst part of this, that people back down to this garbage and they give these people credence. You have to stop doing this, ladies and gentlemen. Do not back down to the social justice warriors. Every single time you do that, you make the world a worse place.
So I think that the best arguments I heard for the against the Batgirl cover was A, Batgirl has recently become sort of a young girl's a comic. So this cover was referencing back to 30 years ago when a different Batgirl basically was paralyzed and probably raped. It didn't really reference that entirely, but that was the so it was just inappropriate. And this was a variant cover, not the original one. And the secondary aspect was is that she doesn't look very heroic. How come the other heroes get to look heroic and she doesn't? So that's kind of, I don't know, it's interesting. I still wouldn't have pulled it. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663. Or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market, and did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow. A proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Cantwell.
855-450-FREE. You've probably heard about Bitcoins. If you haven't, well, you should investigate them, because at this point, a majority of Americans have heard about Bitcoins, and that puts you on the opposite of the bleeding edge. You don't want to be there. Go check out some information. For instance, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We have links there to teach you about Bitcoin. And if you want to get some, and I recommend getting Bitcoin now, if you want to get some,
on sale.
Yeah, well, it's it could certainly be a lot more. I suspect it will be. Just go to expresscoin.com. They've got Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, whatever cryptocurrency you want to get. They make it fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrencies, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, through a money order or check, whatever you want to do, over there at ExpressCoin.com. That's a place to start out. They even have an app for you. You can use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency at no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL.
Are we contractually obligated to mention Dogecoin in that ad?
We don't have to, no.
We should stop.
I
can't take that thing seriously. It's supposed to be a joke, and then all of a sudden, like, people are actually trading in it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can buy some things in Dogecoin. I suppose I should take it seriously if you can, right? There's some places that you can use Dogecoin, not nearly as many as you can use Bitcoin, but
yeah, you have to, you know, have 50 million Dogecoin to buy something, probably.
Oh, yeah.
But you can actually get that many, I think.
I don't get it either, really. But the Doge guys, they are into it, or at least they were. I think it's, I don't know, maybe it's become less popular.
The Twitter bot is like Doge Tip or Tip Doge or something, and uh-huh. And they people will send you Dogecoin by Twitter. They mention you and they say Doge Tip, you know, vote for Cantwell. That's my Twitter handle. You should follow me on Twitter.
Vote for Cantwell.
Yeah, FOR. And so I don't know. Somebody sent me like 200 or 300 Dogecoin at one point, and I was like, whoa, that's awesome. And I went and I looked at the exchange rate on it. It was like 11 cents.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. Let's go to David calling in from Florida. David, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I just currently lost my job working at Scary. I used to work and listen to you on Saturdays.
Okay. Sorry to hear that.
And I, you know what? I love working, listening to you on Saturdays.
Cool. So, what's the issue?
I'll call up and every, you know, again on Saturday. So,
well, welcome to Wednesday.
You know what? I did security work and everything. You know that I'm a Marine. I'm a former Marine. Always will be a Marine. Afghanistan, Iraq, and I hate this government. I got injured in Iraq.
How so?
Got hit by an IED.
Mm.
And the vehicle turned around and landed on top of me.
Jeez.
Ow. Lost the other two guys, or the other four guys that were in the convoy or in the truck with me. So I've been.
You know that's not your fault, right?
No, it's not my fault that the IED hit and everything. It's like I don't blame my government and stuff. I blame, you know, and now we're fighting ISIS.
I'm not fighting.
Everything. Well, it's going to come here, whether we, you know, regardless of what it is, and everything. The government hates, you know, Obama. He hates this country. He does not like this. He does not like this. He does not like this. You know, and I.
You know, it seems to be.
I don't know how to get this out.
You don't know how to get this. I mean,
that Obama hates the country.
I don't think that Obama has any particular difference of opinion about this particular piece of geography than anybody else does. What Obama is a guy who is the most powerful gang leader in the world, right?
I mean, and I have seen a lot of gang leaders Over there, you see a lot of gang leaders. I have been on mass grave diggings that there are little baby skulls with bullet holes in them. Sometimes two.
Well, you know, sometimes the baby don't stop when you put the first bullet in its skull, I guess. Yeah. if the thing won't stop crying, you've got no choice but to double tap.
David, I really hope the best for you. I appreciate the call. Yeah. Thank you so much. 855-450-FREE. You know, war is so terrible, and the people that it seems to harm the most are the vets. When you look at the suicide rate among veterans, more veterans have died from suicide than from anything else. Now, I don't know what the circumstances were behind his firing, but it can't put you in a good mental state.
No, it certainly cannot. I mean, you go over to this place, and I mean, he's telling us that he's seeing a mass grave with babies with two bullets in their heads.
Well,
I mean, this
in a very short period of time, in about 2 minutes, he told us, like his friends died in a truck. He had to bury a bunch of dead babies in a large grave. He clearly has disdain for the government of the nation that he fought for. He said that he was always a Marine. These are all sort of interesting, and the belief that ISIS is going to come over here. I mean,
There seems to be a lot going on with the gentleman there.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when you send many, many thousands of people into a foreign country to kill people who they otherwise never would have met. And you can't possibly think that you're going to engage in that kind of behavior, and then everything's just going to go back to normal, you know? And now that people have access to the internet and they can communicate more efficiently and get these messages out, and people realize that, maybe this wasn't such a great idea after all, these guys come back and Maybe in previous wars they come back and feel like they're heroes. I mean, there were a bunch of Vietnam veterans at the hearing yesterday that they're talking about how they fought for our rights, and I don't think that people are buying the story anymore, unfortunately. Fortunately.
I think that many people signed up to fight for our rights, and I think that they come to the conclusion, like probably David did, that they're not doing much for our rights, that they're doing, essentially, they're doing the bidding of politicians who apparently were ill-advised, have been ill-advised for a very long time, and don't seem to be learning from it.
Right. And, well, I mean, I think the politicians are learning that that they can quite literally get away with murder. And I wouldn't say that they're failing to learn. I'd say they're doing exactly what I don't think that this is an accident at all.
It sounds like you've ceased to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yes, I certainly have. I don't think that the people who engage in these things are ignorant of the outcome of their actions. They're doing these things for a specific person. This is not a malfunction. This is a feature.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. I don't know. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That number is 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. Also, you can use our Skype line, I guess that's what we call it, Skype line, or call us on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. You just send us a contact request, and we'll approve it probably within 10 minutes, and then you can call us and usually sound better. So that's lrn, as in Liberty Radio Network, .fm, as in frequency modulation. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
855-450-FREE. There's a project going on in the south of Chile called Fort Galt. What they're doing is they're building a building, you know, kind of like a resort, kind of like a complex, kind of like a condominium. It has very small units. It's going to be built by Benson Wood, so you know it's going to be really awesome. They've got a big name. It's going to have really small units, you know, on up to sort of general sized units that you can buy into and have use of their amenities, like a makerspace full of tools, a restaurant, a bunch of places to relax and socialize. The idea is to sort of make a liberty enclave down in South America. I'd remind you that in Chile, it's summer when it's winter up here in the northern hemisphere. So if you have the ability to sort of move around and continue to make your money over the internet or something like this, it sounds like a really neat project. Go check them out at fortgalt.com. I think it sounds pretty cool. Fortgalt.com to find out more. So, Cantwell, we were apparently had some article regarding a woman who wanted to have equal pay. She wasn't able to work and fulfill the duties because she was pregnant, but wanted to have equal pay or something?
So it's I think it goes towards this whole gender pay gap nonsense that you hear people screaming about, but it's not directly related to that. So there's a case. The Supreme Court on Wednesday resurrected a woman's pregnancy discrimination claim against UPS, sending the case back to a lower court. This is a story in CNN. And so Peggy Young is a former driver for UPS, and she claimed that the package company violated her rights under the Pregnancy Discrimination Act, and now we'll have a chance to prove her case in court.
Okay.
In the majority opinion by Justice Stephen Breyer, five justices concluded that Young can, quote, create a genuine issue of material fact as to whether a significant burden exists by providing evidence that the employer accommodates a large percentage of non-pregnant workers while failing to accommodate a large percentage of pregnant workers.
And okay, so, now that's interesting. So if an employer accommodates other people that are sort of ill, then should they accommodate people that are pregnant?
And right.
That's an interesting question. I hadn't considered it in that light.
Yeah, so the idea being that so if somebody is injured on the job or something to that effect. Or,
well, injured on the job might be different than likely she did not become pregnant on the job.
Well, you know, things happen at work, right?
Indeed.
But we don't, it is not explained in the article where exactly she got pregnant. I would love to hear the details. Maybe if they could, like, provide me with a video or something, that might be fascinating, and I hope that it gets presented as evidence in court. But
I suspect you will not get your wish.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Generally, that's the case, isn't it?
Most of my wishes do not come true, quite unfortunately. And that's so weird, because I'm like this privileged, entitled white male. But so in any case, yeah, they're saying that so because there's a certain number of circumstances where somebody at UPS can request, quote, light duty work, that since she was instructed by her doctor that she shouldn't be lifting more than 20 pounds during some portion of her pregnancy, she made this request to her employer. And her employer said, no, this is not one of the circumstances under which we provide such accommodations.
Okay.
Now, look, if you are in a condition that you cannot lift more than 20 pounds, then perhaps you should not be working for a shipping company.
Yeah, I would agree with you. So the concern I would have is that if they're providing light-duty work to people who hurt themselves off-duty or something like that, if there is a provision for people who are, you know, become for whatever reason unable to do a certain amount of lifting for a short period of time in their lives because of something that happened off duty, then I feel like pregnancy would fit into that category. I mean, if you describe pregnancy as, you know, an illness, a condition, a medical condition caused by a foreign body entering your body and creating, say, a parasitic growth that lasts about 9 months. I mean, you know, it would be hard to argue this. Then people that have injuries and illnesses that last this period of time that get the same sort of, you know, that would be fair if somebody else gets some kind of injury that goes on that period of time. My wife was up on the ladder at Bed Bath & Beyond the day before my son was born, getting down, like, toasters for, you know.
How fascinating would it have been if her water broke right there?
Yeah, it would be funny. create a big problem. I think there's some
that would have happened in the Beyond section, I guess.
Yeah, I think it would definitely be Beyond. I think they have some kind of control over it at that point, but not like a total control. Like you could hold on for a couple of seconds kind of thing.
Interesting.
I don't know.
You get to climbing down the ladder and be like, hey, guys, I was going to get your toaster, but my water is about to break.
Having never been a woman and never having been pregnant, I probably shouldn't be speaking on this, but I'm just, you know, things I've sort of gleaned from the internet.
Well, the circumstances of this, according to the story in CNN, she was told that UPS only provided accommodations to three categories of job workers: those who had been injured on the job, those who lost their Department of Transportation certification, and those who have a disability as defined by the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Okay.
So pregnancy, ladies and gentlemen, is not a disability. It's not something that generally is visited upon you against your will. Right. Usually, and yes, there are some rare circumstances that this does happen, that you were forced into pregnancy and there are options available there. But generally speaking, she's not claiming that she was raped or this was visited upon her unwillingly. She was not the Virgin Mary. She got pregnant because she was having sex. And so if you have sex and you get pregnant, this is an activity that you decided to engage in and put yourself in a condition that made you unable to do your job. Not dissimilar to if I decide to stay up drinking all night and then I show up for work with a hangover. I have made a decision to make myself sick. I did not show up for work ill. Right, I don't get to call in sick to work and get paid a sick day because I have a hangover. Now, people obviously do this and defraud their employers, but it's not something that is usually smiled upon by your employer. That if you create a condition where you are unable to do your job, and then you show up for work and you're unable to do your job, that your employer is like, well, I'm just so concerned about your well-being, so I'm going to let you do something else.
Now, you may have a female employee that's so good that you want to work around this condition.
Yeah.
You know, that makes perfectly good sense to me. And but I mean, also pregnancy affects men's work too, right? Like, so some guys will, you know, have to take maybe their wife's in a condition that they can't drive themselves to the hospital, you know, or to the doctor's office for checkups and things like that. So the guy will have to take off. And if the company, I mean, I see them, as long as they treat people sort of fairly and equitably, I guess I wouldn't have a particular problem with it, as long as everybody gets treated. I wouldn't want people treated differently based on their gender. But if a medical condition is something that, you know, like a medical condition like pregnancy is something you choose to nominally to some extent, then why should I as an employer have to deal with that necessarily?
Well, right, and then other people basically have to pick up the slack. And this is an instance where it does make sense to treat people differently because of their gender, because men cannot get pregnant. Men and women are not the same. They are very, very different animals, and to pretend that they should all be treated equally is absurd.
Well, I mean, some women can't get pregnant. They have had tubal ligations or whatever, so why should they be treated any differently than a man? 855-450-FREE. You can answer that question. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal. optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Dr. Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Dr. Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
Go check out shop.freetalklive.com. Do your online shopping there. It helps us out immensely because, well, you know, when you do your online shopping, you'll get the same prices, the same service if you do your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. Amazon is probably our biggest retailer there. And you will get a little cut. So you get the same price, the same service. We get a little cut of it, and that makes it easier for us because, you know, Free Talk Live, we take positions that might not be entirely popular in the world. So when we have our listeners, use shop.freetalklive.com. Helps us. So we are talking about the situation with this gal at UPS who apparently wanted light duty because she was pregnant. Her doctor ordered her to have that. UPS says, yeah, we don't really give people light duty for reasons other than having been hurt on the job, having a disability. And what was the last reason? Do you remember that one?
It was if you're hurt on the job, if you have a disability as described by the Americans with Disabilities Act, or if you lose your certification from the Department of Transportation.
You're a drunk.
I don't know that that's why, but I suspect that if you were a drunk, that you might lose your Department of Transportation certification. Now, yeah. I don't I have no idea how you lose your Department of Transportation certification, but I'm certain that the DOT frowns upon drunk driving, so that would stand to reason. And UPS said that its policy complied with the Pregnancy Discrimination Act. I didn't even know there was such a thing, which is just lunacy, and that it was a pregnancy-neutral policy. But Young sued, citing a section of the PDA that states employers must treat pregnant employees the same as others, similar in their ability or inability to work. Young argued that because UPS did offer light accommodation to some employees who were similarly situated, it must offer her the same accommodation. And again, I say, you are not similarly situated. A person who is injured on the job,
Right, it's not similarly situated. That's the case.
A person who is injured on the job, a person who has a disability as identified by the Americans with Disabilities Act, unless they voluntarily chopped off their leg and found themselves, you know, in that situation, is not the same thing. You made a choice. You had sex, you got pregnant, and then you showed up to work and said, now let other people do the heavy lifting.
Well, let me ask you this, Cantwell. I think that, you know, here in the Liberty world, we believe that employers should be able to discriminate against people for whatever reason they want to discriminate against people. Not because we think discrimination is good, but because that's sort of somebody's right. So if I own a business and I want in my business to have nothing but, big, strong men, maybe we lift things, right? Or whatever.
Yeah.
Then that's something I should be able to do in my business.
And actually, I would say that in that instance, that discrimination is good. That if you have a business where you need to, have people lifting heavy things, that it would be a very sensible policy to hire exclusively men. Likewise, if I want to open up a restaurant or a bar where I am catering to a certain demographic that would like to see scantily clad women running around serving food, then it makes a lot of sense for me to hire exclusively very beautiful women.
And really difficult for men with hairy legs to get hired at Hooters, for instance, right?
Exactly. And so I would say that discrimination is a good thing, and that people who are panicking about it all the time,
well, I don't think
discrimination is
necessarily a good thing. I think that it's a right, and that's all.
Discrimination is neither good nor bad. It depends on the circumstance, right?
That's what I would say.
But at the same time, like let's say that I'm an employer, and let's just say that I, for some reason, just detest women, or somebody is an employer that just detests women, and they just hate women, and so the job could easily be done by women, but he just hates women, and so he's not going to hire them. Well, I would say it's a good thing for him not to hire women. I would say that's
probably better for everybody.
I think it's a very good thing for him to act on his bias and say, I am not going to hire you, because I think that the women who went and worked for him would not have a good time. So I would say,
I had a guy like this. And frankly, you know, he was not a pleasant individual. I did advertising, you know, like I sold ads, and there was nary a woman that worked in his office because he didn't like them. And, he said so to me while I was in his office selling ads to him. Not that he particularly needed to tell me this, but he did. And I think you're right. First off, if the business is small enough, what are you going to do? How are you going to prove that this guy doesn't, you know, hire women? So what?
Well, the guy might tell you, sorry, I don't hire dames.
Yeah.
You know?
It could be what
like,
he said.
It could be that simple. And the situation that we have here is that people are literally going to take you to the United States Supreme Court. The United States Supreme Court. Do these people not have better things to do than to deal with these ridiculous issues? And it's infuriating to me that, this is a 6-3 decision that this woman is now going to sue the UPS.
So she's going to be able to sue. That's what.
Yeah, she sued. The case was thrown out by a lower court. They appealed all the way up to the United States Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And in a 6-3 decision, they said, now you can go ahead with your lawsuit.
Okay.
And so now it goes, now the lawsuit goes ahead. And, you know, that, of course, opens up the can of worms for all sorts of other lawsuits, unfortunately. And the thing, and we were talking earlier about the gender pay gap, and this is why, one of the many reasons that there is a gender pay gap, that when these people utter these statistics that women earn 77 cents on the dollar, it's like, look, folks, when you are if there was a situation where an equally productive man and an equally productive woman made different amounts of money, then maybe this would be a subject worth talking about. That is not what happens. That you are either in a position where you're going into a different field of career, or you're taking a bunch of years off of work because you're getting pregnant and having children. These are facts of life that people sort of have to come to grips with.
The major, you know, major journalistic magazines have addressed this issue, the pay gap, and it's a myth largely when you're talking about, you know, when you're comparing apples to apples, that this thing generally disappears. Now, what I found interesting is I was raised in a largely female home. My mother was the first field engineer. Excuse me, I said that wrong. She was the second field engineer for General Telephone Electronics. She was a gal who was able to perform on the job and managed to get moved up in an era where, you know, an era and an area where men dominated. So, you know, I'd go to her work and I'd see little signs. She never had these up. She's not this kind of gal. But, you know, something to the effect of, you know, they have something that'll do the work of three men. It's called a woman, right? I remember this sign that was out there. And this may very well be true. In certain, like, maybe there are, you know, maybe women are better at certain types of jobs. I don't know the answer. Certainly somebody believed it.
Well, they certainly are completely dominant in the field of child care and education and in any number of different things. That they dominate certain industries. And that would tend to indicate that they might have some natural inclination towards certain things.
It could mean that. So, anyway, I think that these are it's sort of interesting things to look at. When you look at, for instance, education, you're talking about this dominance in education. Now, this is true in the area of preschool, elementary school, high school, but it doesn't really hold true in college because then you're talking about professors tend to be more likely to be male. But there's a story coming out of, I think it's off of, I've got it here on BuzzFeed, talking about a student who was removed from class for making, at a liberal arts school, for making comments that made other students uncomfortable. And I wanted to hear, you know, I wanted to read this article. What does this mean? Because I think that you can be removed from class for making comments that make people uncomfortable.
Yeah, certainly. I think that if you started getting up in the middle of class and screaming fire, you know, you might get removed.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to cut the head off of the person to my left, slowly sawing back and forth. Right? Like,
yeah. You know, those could be some disturbing comments if you start, you know, waving your genitals around and screaming sexual phrases.
You could just be talking about it, right? Like, you don't have to actually disrobe. You could just be, you know, describing in detail your genitalia,
you could stand up in the middle of the class and describe last night's masturbation experience, and then that would probably get you removed from class. I think that would make a lot of sense.
I think that should get you removed from class, frankly. I'm for that. But some of these comments, they kind of go along this line of what we're talking about here. This gentleman made some comments that we've made on the air here on Free Talk Live. He got kicked out of class for it. 855-450-3733. You can call in 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, or LRN.FM on Skype.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.